And this is GPB Macon. I'm Michael Caputo. In less than 3 weeks, you're going to head to the polls. One of the races on the ballot, the sheriff of Macon-Bibb County. David Davis holds that job now. Challenging Davis is Mike Smallwood. For decades, you would have remembered Smallwood as an investigator, being interviewed at crime scenes for various cases. Smallwood retired from the old Bibb County Sheriff's Office as a captain. We invited Mike Smallwood for an off-the-cuff conversation here on GPB Macon. First of all, Mr. Smallwood, thanks for being here with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
You bet. Why do you want this job?
Well, I still love law enforcement. I still love the sheriff's office, and I think I can make a difference.
Tell me about your background a bit more and explain how your background makes you right to lead this department.
All right, I'm the most experienced law enforcement officer in this race. Still today, after being retired since 2013, I have worked in the corrections, communications, patrol. I was one of the first administrative sergeants on patrol. I went to drug squad, criminal investigation, 28 years. Went back to patrol commander for 6 months, went back to criminal investigation. I know how to catch criminals.
You have said that you want to do more shoe leather police work in an article in the Telegraph. How would you do that if, as Sheriff Davis has dealt with, government is cutting on the public safety budget, cutting it back? How do you do that work?
Just get them out of the cars, get them out of the offices on the street. They're there. We won't have to hire additional people. We just change some jobs around. You got to get out in the street. Criminals are not going to walk in the sheriff's office. You got to get out there on the street with them and walk, talk. You'll find out what's happening.
What do you think about the idea of having to do outreach as a sheriff? What in your mind does that mean when folks are out there and need to know what the sheriff is about? How do you do outreach?
We just talk to people. We communicate with them. We do Facebook and, you know, stuff like that, emails, and we try to explain what we're about.
How would you deal with young people? They are the at-risk youth that are in line for being in trouble.
We got to get with the Board of Education Police Department and work close with them on this truancy. They can let us know. We can get a little task force going. They can let us know who's not in school. We'll partner with them and go check them houses. We'll have the juvenile unit could do that. If they just laying on their behind, just don't want to go to school, we have to take them to their counselors and take them over to the school. We've got to get them while they're young. You just see the guy that pled guilty yesterday or day before yesterday was admitted. He was a gang member, 31 years old. We've lost him somewhere down the road. Nobody ever went after him to try to bring him back.
One final question before we let you go, and I do again want to thank you for being here. But yeah. give me the 30-second, you know, they call it the elevator pitch. You got 30 seconds to tell somebody, here's why you got to vote for me. What would you tell that person?
My experience, I've been there before. I've done it. I've run task force. I've been on every joint investigation since 1980s. Between the city and the county, I know where the problems are. I can read daily reports and tell you where the problem is. I don't have to walk the neighborhoods. I did it for years.
Mr. Smallwood, I want to thank you for taking a few minutes to be with us on this off-the-cuff conversation here on GPB Macon.
Thank you.